Coach Course, Book 23, Take 2D. Hello, how are you today? Good. Open your activities booklet to Take 2D. Look at Figure 1. Follow the marks in the dialogues as you hear them. Number 1.
Can you get a ride with Fred?
Yes, he'll come and get me.
Number 2.
Did they drink all the coffee?
No, there's some left.
Number 3.
Did the police investigate?
Yes, they carried out an investigation.
Number 4.
Are you sure the heater is on?
Yes, I turned it on myself.
Number 5.
Should we study this for the test?
No, it won't be on the test.
Now repeat the dialogues. Pay close attention to the marks as you listen and repeat. Number 1.
Can you get a ride with Fred?
Yes, he'll come and get me.
Number 2.
Did they drink all the coffee?
No, there's some left.
Number 3.
Did the police investigate?
Yes, they carried out an investigation.
Number 4.
Are you sure the heater is on?
Yes, I turned it on myself.
Number 5.
Should we study this for the test?
No, it won't be on the test.
Look at Figure 2. Listen to the dialogues. Pay attention to the intonation. Number 1.
Did you cash a check?
Yes, I went to the bank.
Number 2.
I caught a ride to school.
Did you get there on time?
Number 3.
Did you enjoy the program?
No, it was boring.
Number 4.
I saw a bad accident.
Was anyone injured?
Number 5.
Do you know the correct procedure?
Yes, I think I do.
Now repeat the dialogues. Be sure to use the same intonation that you will hear. Number 1.
Did you cash a check?
Yes, I went to the bank.
Number 2.
I caught a ride to school.
Did you get there on time?
Number 3.
Did you enjoy the program?
No, it was boring.
Number 4.
I saw a bad accident.
Was anyone injured?
Number 5.
Do you know the correct procedure?
Yes, I think I do.
Look at Figure 3. Listen to some sentences. Write them in Figure 3. You'll hear each sentence twice. The first time, listen to the complete sentence. The second time, write the parts of the sentence as you hear them.
Number 1. Listen. Water is composed of hydrogen and oxygen. Right. Water is composed of hydrogen and oxygen. Number 2. Listen. Oxygen is the gas most necessary for life. Right. Oxygen is the gas most necessary for life. Number 3. Listen. Molecules are very tiny parts of an element. Right. Molecules are very tiny parts of an element. Number 4. Listen. Molecules consist of smaller particles called atoms. Right. Molecules consist of smaller particles called atoms. Number 5. Listen. A solid has definite volume and a definite shape. Right. A solid has definite volume and a definite shape. Number 6. Listen. Altitude is the height of a thing above sea level. Right. Altitude is the height of a thing above sea level. Number 7. Listen. A barometer is an instrument used for measuring air pressure. Right. A barometer is an instrument used for measuring air pressure. Number 8. Listen. We fill our lungs with air when we inhale. Right. We fill our lungs with air when we inhale. Number 9. Listen. We release air from our lungs when we exhale. Right. We release air from our lungs. When we exhale, number 10, listen. The gas exhaled by humans is carbon dioxide. Right. The gas exhaled by humans is carbon dioxide.
Check your sentences as you hear them read again.
Number 1. Water is composed of hydrogen and oxygen. Number 2. Oxygen is the gas most necessary for life. Number 3. Molecules are very tiny parts of an element. Number 4. Molecules consist of smaller particles called atoms. Number 5. A solid has definite volume and a definite shape. Number 6. Altitude is the height of a thing above sea level. Number 7. A barometer is an instrument used for measuring air pressure. Number 8. We fill our lungs with air when we inhale. Number 9. We release air from our lungs when we exhale. Number 10. The gas exhaled by humans is carbon dioxide.
After the tape ends, go to the answer page for this tape and check your sentences. Turn to Figure 4. Read the questions in Figure 4 right now so you will be prepared to answer the questions after you hear a briefing. Now listen carefully so you can write answers to the questions.
Nearly all water accidents can be prevented if visitors learn the basics of water safety. Research shows that the majority of boating accidents are caused by capsizing and falls overboard. More times than not, the persons on board have had no boating safety instruction and life jackets were available, but were not in use. Boating fatalities could be reduced by 75% if people would wear a Coast Guard approved personal flotation device, or PFD. A PFD is the boater's first and best line of defense against drowning.
Mr.
Yes,
Hunt, are there different types of flotation gear, life jackets? And how do we know as a consumer which type is the best for us?
Okay, there are four types of Coast Guard approved life jackets, or PFDs, personal flotation devices. What you need to look for is the Coast Guard approved label inside of it. The type one is the best type of PFD. It requires a minimum of 20 pounds of flotation, and it also will right an unconscious victim. It will float them face up. One of the most popular PFDs today is a Type 3, which is the decorative type vest that you see most water skiers or jet skiers today wear those. They have a minimum of 15 pounds flotation, and they will not right an unconscious victim. Any type, type 1, 2, or 3 are required on board a boat. A type 4 is a throwable device, such as a boat cushion or a life ring that is not to be worn.
Talking about storms, do you have any type of storm warning system? For instance, I'm a boater, and I sailed up for the day, and all of a sudden we get one of our late afternoon storms coming up. Is there any type of warning system that you use?
We did not have a warning system at Canyon Lake. Normally, when we do have advanced warning of an approaching thunderstorm, we will go through the parks and we will broadcast over our loudspeakers on our vehicles that a storm is approaching. We will warn all boaters that are putting their boats in at the boat ramps of the approaching storm. But the main thing is just to be aware of weather conditions and stay tuned to either a local radio or the NOAA, National Weather Service, broadcast.
Away from boating for a little bit, you said that some people do fish at the lake. What are the requirements for a fishing license? Must everyone have a fishing license who fishes?
Do you have to pass a fishing test before you get a fishing license?
No, there's no test. As long as you have the dollars, they'll sell you the license.
Now write short answers to the questions. Number 1. What was Mr. Hunt giving a talk about? The answer is water or boating safety. Mr. Hunt was talking about water or boating safety. Number 2. How do they know that most boating accidents are caused by the boat capsizing or by people falling overboard? The answer is, did research or investigated, because they did research or investigated the causes of the accidents. Number 3. Why is the Type 1 PFD the best kind of personal flotation device? The answer is unconscious victim, because it will float an unconscious victim face up. Number 4. When there is no storm warning system on a lake, how can boaters protect themselves from weather-related accidents? The answer is aware of. Boaters should be aware of weather conditions and stay tuned to Weather Service broadcasts. Remember to check your sentences in Figure 3 on the answer page at the end of these activities. This is the end of Tape 2D, Book 23.